out of cycle update.
How many of us have them? CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I'm your host. Friend.tech. Everyone needs a friend. Apparently, Friend.tech took it a step further because Friend.tech, for you don't know, is a, I don't want to say competing, but it is kind of a competing social media type platform situation. It's been out there off the side and it's not crazy popular, but they recently announced the intent to launch their own blockchain, Friend Chain, using the Friend token for gas. The thought behind this, just to give some context, this may or may not be of interest because you may be like Leister here at CryptoTalk.fm and you avoid such chaos, but the thought is if you have a certain influencer or a set of influencers and you want to interact with them directly, we're not talking OnlyFans type of situation, seeing BitBoy Crypto half naked. We're talking where you can talk to them and chat with them and interact with directly with them. And again, I'll get to why I think this is chaos in a second, but that's the thought behind this Friend Chain, is some way to incentivize. So the comparable is on YouTube. You have the concept of super chats, you have the concept of stickers and all these things that are designed to allow you to interact with your favorite influencer live on streams, etc. This is taking it to where you're not connected directly to a stream, simply that it's interaction over blockchain technology, because Friend.tech uses blockchain technology under the hood. The reason I say that it's chaos, frankly, is because you think about Patreon, you think about YouTube's situation, Twitch situation, BitChute has a thing, Odyssey has a thing, X has a thing, all of these different outlets for getting support. Now, I from a influencer perspective, I don't knock the hustle. I'm not criticizing what they're trying to do, which is at the end of the day, it costs money to do this stuff. And they can't be like Leister, CryptoTalk.fm, where you make bank regardless of the influencer side and it's a hobby. You know, for me, it's a hobby. It's a hobby. I like talking to you guys. I don't need to make money off the platforms. I make money other ways. That's why I just bought a house. But in their situation, you know, they don't have a full-time job. They don't want a full-time job. I don't have a full-time job, but I run my own business. But they don't want the grind. They don't want the J-O-B. They want to be their own boss. I understand. So I don't knock the hustle. But there's so many different outlets for getting money. It's getting bad. Like, I was watching Vince Russo's stream, and he's all in on the super chats and the stickers, bro. I'm telling you, he's all in on that business. Conrad with Eric Bischoff, all in on the super chats. So they've kind of gone YOLO on this idea of super chats, and there's still Patreon, but it's losing some of its steam because Patreon is asynchronous. You know, you put content there, and it enables you to get access to the content, but it's not really personable. Discord is, it's there, but it's not really personable. So I think Friend.tech is trying to figure out a way to have that direct interaction with influencers in a single channel that doesn't care about the platform. But additionally, the one part that I do like about this concept is the idea that you are decoupled, because you share some of that with YouTube, right? You are the product with YouTube, which is why they're trying to make so much money at streamers, I say, on Twitch. And because you're paying, so on Twitch, you're paying Amazon, YouTube, you're paying partially them, and they're banking off of you for your content. So if you do it for free, which is partially why I stopped, but if you do it for free, you're padding some rich dude's pockets. Whereas Friend.tech kind of gives you a little bit more ownership over the stream of income. So I'm covering it because I'm intrigued by what it could be. I'm really ranting about the current state. It's not them. It's the current state and all the chaos of how they're able to figure out a way to make some cash to sustain what they're doing. And then they get desperate and they launch their own crypto that turns into a pump and dump. Like, I don't want to see that. So if Friend.tech happens to hear this, I want the smoke. I'd love to chat with you and talk about what you're doing and how it can benefit some of the influencers and try to sell this to get away from certainly the YouTube, because that's getting out of control. It's to the point I'm almost sick of going to YouTube channels because everybody's doing it. I understand. I'm not critical. I'm talking as a viewer. I get sick of it, and I get sick of the constant pitch of how to make money, where I'd rather just have advertisers where it's good advertisements. You know, see some lady, some mom in the kitchen shilling her oven and how she feeds her kids and something like, you know, like the old days. That's the kind of stuff I like. Or, you know, the Geico caveman or the gecko. I want entertaining commercials, and that's what I'd rather do to make some money. But I know we're in a different world. Friend.tech, check it out and see what they're doing. I'm intrigued, and I would love to support them if they want that smoke back.